There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest USAPrepares.com instructor. His name is Bruce Johns. Bruce, J-O-H-N-S. And we're going to be talking about aquaponics. Let me just give you a thumbnail sketch of who he is. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in Chemical Engineering. And he has a Master's in Biological Engineering. And he has a Ph.D. in Physiology. So Dr. Bruce Johns is with us. And during his studies and during his experiences, he left academia and he began working in environmental engineering, and he was involved with wastewater problems. This is pollution, okay? And 3 years later, he started his own consulting company for industrial and environmental solutions. He's had the business for 23 years. He's interested in food, nutrition, food problems, and those associated systems. He's currently a distributor for a company called Perpetual Food Company, LLC. And the website, if you'd like to go to it, is 3 Steps for Food. That's the number 3, then words, steps for food. 3 Steps for Food. And we're going to talk about aquaponics, that's raising fish and plants simultaneously in an environment where they cohabitate and thrive. So you may want to consider this, and you can build your own systems. You can buy turnkey systems. Welcome, Bruce Johns.
Hi, Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing.
I heard your first hour.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. And, you know,
you know what that is?
That's proof of those comments when the guys say, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you.
Absolutely.
So, Bruce, let's talk about fish and plants. So, let's start with this. What is aquaponics?
Well, aquaponics is really an extension in a way of hydroponics, or one could say it's hydroponics for lazy people because the fish do all the work. Hydroponics has been around for a long time, and it's growing of green vegetables using chemicals. And you're mixing up nitrates and other kinds of minerals that you have to maintain that chemical status on a daily basis. And then the nutrient, the plants grow, and everybody's happy. Well, you can also get the same effect by using fish, because the fish then do that chemical part of the work. Actually, all aquaponic systems are little wastewater systems, because the fish do their stuff, and then bacteria, just like in a wastewater treatment plant, convert the fish waste into nitrate fertilizer. And that's what that's the same process that the human would do in a hydroponic system, mm-hmm. only then it's done by the fish. Plus, you get the fish when they've graduated out of the need to be workers anymore. If mm-hmm. I can say that euphemistically, you get to eat them.
mm-hmm.
It's really just a little wastewater system that, and the same bacteria that work at wastewater treatment plants do the work in an aquaponics plant system, and the plants use the nitrate and grow very well. So that's basically the difference between aquaponics and hydroponics.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person's listening to this for the first time, he or she may be concerned that, wait a minute, we're eating fish in a wastewater treatment plant. Is that the case?
Well, no. I think the Japanese that use human manure for
fertilizer,
supporting their gardens, mm-hmm. And you can do that. You just have to be very careful in that situation. But fish aren't mammals, and they don't have the same kind of bacteria in that in their gut, and their systems are different, so that they can poop in the water. If anybody's ever swum in a lake, you've consumed, I'm sure, some of the water that the fish have polluted, if you will, if you want to call mm-hmm. it that.
Right.
And it doesn't hurt us, because it's not the kind of bacteria that we have to be concerned about. There are no E. coli in fish.
Mm-hmm.
So their waste products don't bother us.
Okay. So when we talk about aquaponic systems, one of the things that we talk about is how to feed the fish. And when we talk about humans, we talk about, what do we eat? Now, do you see any problems with our current food supply as it is right now with the extruded foods that are on the shelf?
I've taken two nutrition courses in the last year, one of which was tied in with a weight loss program. I learned so much, scared the bejeebas out of me. I didn't realize things were as bad as they are, but things in our food system are really bad. It's the GMOs. We don't know the true effect of GMOs. And the interesting thing is, Europe doesn't want our GMO products. And I wonder why. Do they know something we don't know?
Right.
They don't
nor
like
do they
our
want,
beef either.
Right. Nor do they want fluoride in their water. As a matter of fact, one of our senior instructors was talking with me. And she's from Europe, and she said, "Vincent, I was at a restaurant in the United States. Do you know that they use water right out of the plumbing system? They don't even filter it. There's no.
Yeah.
They serve water right from the faucet. What's wrong with you guys? Seriously.
Well, I don't after this last weekend because I acquired a fluoride removal system. And I'm very happy that I did it. We've been drinking water from block carbon for years.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
That does a good job, but it doesn't take fluoride out.
Right.
And I've been reading on the internet about the problems with fluoride. If anybody feels dedicated to their own body, they should get on the internet and learn about some of the things that are going on, because it's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about your concerns for your food supply and what you're doing about it.
Well, I'll call it a mess. I got in this mess because I'm concerned, I'd like to retire, maybe, and I'm concerned that because of everything going on financially, government control of stuff, that I may not have sufficient food. I may not be able to afford it. I may not be able to get it because of being an older person in society. Who knows what our government is going to do? And so I started looking about 3.5 years ago at ways to get access to my own quality food that I can, you know, control the growth of. And I went through greenhouses, different kinds of greenhouses. I was lusting over a 32-foot geodesic dome in my backyard until I realized with my wonderful neighbors, one's an attorney, and they tend to call neighborhood code a whole lot. So that, I found out, isn't going to fly. So I started looking at things that are smaller and ways that I could put something in my backyard that I could grow good quality food, control it without, you know, having neighbor problems or anything else. And that's what got me started in the process.
Just 1 second. you have neighbors who call code enforcement on you because of structures on your house or on your property?
They called code enforcement. Well, we call it neighborhood code people.
Yeah.
So it's a little better euphemism. But I hadn't painted my cupola in a number of years, and it was not to her satisfaction. I had a wood pile outside of my house that she didn't like. Unfortunately, they haven't called on my bees yet. I have two beehives in my backyard.
All right. Very quickly, I lived in a neighborhood back in the late 1970s, and I wanted to convert our under the house garage. It was a two-story brick colonial. I wanted to convert it to a playroom for the children, and I wanted to build a freestanding garage. And the restriction said that, you know, the civic association was to review the plans, and it was a really nice freestanding two-story garage, and I wanted to use the under the roof portion as storage, and they said no, you can't do that. You can't have a single story garage with a roof taller than however many feet they liked, and I needed 2 feet taller, and that was what my plans called for. And they said no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, forget it. I'm not going to build a garage. I got a circus tent coming, and I'm just going to put the circus tent up. And, you know, forget it, because it's just a temporary structure. You know, it's got, you know, the orange stripes and the red stripes and the white stripes, and I'm just going to use that for my garage.
Well, sometimes you have to do stuff like that.
They said, tell you what, use your plans and build the garage the way you want it to. Bruce Johnson, I just couldn't resist. I mean, this kind of stuff happens to me. Just things hit my buttons and off I go. Bruce Johnson with us. Dr. Bruce Johnson, we're going to talk about aquaponics. How do you feed these fish? How long does it take to grow? How much does it cost? And how private is it when we come back? Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So looks like we're still running our commercials for the Get Prepared Expo, and so I've got to create some new commercials today. And I just want to let you know that we have some ProPure water filtration systems remaining. We have some left, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them on our website. Now, they don't like it when I say that we have the lowest price in the country on, you know, these water filtration systems. So I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is we're going to sell them to you at the same price as everybody else, except we're going to offer an instant rebate. I'm not going to say that we have them at the lowest price in the country. We have them at the same price as everybody else, but a huge instant rebate. So let's put it that way, and I'll create that commercial. You'll be able to buy ProPure water filtration systems right off the website, and we'll ship them to you. And if you don't live in Missouri, there's no tax. Bruce Johns is with us, and we're talking about aquaponics. And how private is it, Bruce?
Well, with the system that we have, or, you know, if you build something that doesn't require a greenhouse, it's a much lower profile. And that was a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about putting up the big structure. And so when I saw the equipment that Perpetual Foods started marketing, because of how it's designed, there are four pins that it's four frame pieces held together with a pin in the corner. And so, like I had at the show, I took the pins out and made a structure that you can enclose it, and so I can grow all winter, because I live in Fort Wayne, and we have cold winters, and but it's literally a little mini greenhouse, an insulated little mini greenhouse that's not big. And it's low to the ground. It's 4 feet high. And so it's about as low as you can get. and be, you know, sealable and heatable, low profile. Is it low enough? No, but it's got to be high enough to also plants can grow. But it's a relatively easy system to hide, if you want to put it that way. You can put it bushes around it or whatever. So yeah,
that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of putting some greenery around it. That a lot of people shrubs that, you know, that are that tall, and they'll just look like you've got some shrubs around you know, in a rectangle or a square in your yard, and maybe that would increase the insulation also. So what kind of maintenance are we looking at? So we've got this box. We've got water in it, we've got fish in it, and we've got plants growing on, floating on top, right? What kind of maintenance are we looking at?
Well, we call it three-step aquaponics. That is, you got to plant your seed, and we should get back to that, how we do it.
Yeah.
And feed your fish daily.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually fed twice daily. We should probably get back to this food like you mentioned. And then you got to harvest. So those are basically the three things you have to do. And you know, I don't see those. If anybody's ever done dirt farming, then you know all of the things that you have to do in dealing with dirt, which is a fair amount of work. You know, we don't have to till the ground, or we don't have to worry about weeds, which is nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was a selling point for me. But there isn't. There's another issue, and that is we represent one wing of the aquaponics community, because we tend to keep a low number of fish. If you have a low number of fish, and ours is for 16 square feet of grow area, we have about 5 pounds of fish. And other people, they may have 10 or 15 or 20, I'm not really sure. But when you get more fish, then the fish load of producing solids overwhelms the bacteria, which don't break it down fast enough, and then you start getting solids accumulation in your system. And those people tend to want filters in their system. We have no filters, so I don't have to clean a filter. I like that. Mm-hmm. I clean enough filters and environmental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the advantages of philosophically handling the fish population.
I like that concept. That's like not overgrazing your field and not having too many cows to sustain the growth of the grass. You're absolutely right, and that's what we do right here at the farm. We'll be right back. We're gonna raise some fish. I'm gonna tell you how to do it. Bruce Johns, PhD, is with us. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Bruce Johns is with us. Dr. Johns, let's start the seed and build this aquaponic system.
Okay. We were talking about fish, and that's an important thing to deal with because from a prepper standpoint, you want a fish that you can get that easily reproduces itself. And and tilapia is the most, I guess, prevalent one. But as I was reminded this weekend, I took four tilapia with me, and they didn't like the temperature that I presented to them, and they ended up not participating in my little demonstration. They turned into dust, I guess. But that's a disadvantage. So tilapia are tropical. They're not going to work as well up in a really cold climate. That's why I'm going to yellow perch this year. Mm-hmm. And then you have to figure out how to get them to reproduce, which I haven't found that yet. And feeding them, typically we have access to a non-GMO feed, and it's feed you got to buy. But the best thing to do is to set up, do some research to find a kind of a grub. Whether it's you can use mealworms. There are all different kinds. I think there's a black soldier fly grub that you can use if you have black soldier flies in the area. We don't up here. That's another one I've seen utilized. So you got to find a fish that's adaptable to your environment and your system, and a fish that reproduces and one that you can feed easily. Duckweed is used by some people to feed their tilapia because they're omnivores, and so they'll eat both grubs and plant life. But these are all the questions one has to look at in deciding eventually what kind of fish you want to put in your system. Catfish are good. If you like freshwater prawns, like crayfish, like I said this weekend, those are good, except they're territorial and they tend to kill each other, and you start out with 200 and you may end up only with 5 at the end of the season. So, you know, that's probably not, I would rate that not a very good choice of option, but really any fish. But you want to find something that will live in the system that you have under the weather conditions that you end up dealing with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to take a little bit of homework on the part of anybody who's seriously looking at doing this.
What about heating the water throughout the winter if the system's outside?
Well, I've looked at, I've got an old wood-burning stove that I bought some plate heat exchangers. They're industrial that they use in a bath. And I've already mounted those, getting ready to use it. That's one option, and then you've got to run your wood burning stove all the time.
Yeah.
I've looked at rocket stoves to heat the area underneath your grow bed. You put in a mass down there, and you use your rocket stove to heat the mass up, and that will keep it warm. In some cases, up to a couple days. And then actually the advantage of that is you can take the exhaust from your rocket stove, which is pretty clean, put it into your greenhouse for a little CO2 augmentation for growth. That's another option.
And what's your attorney neighbor got to say about using a wood stove to heat your fish tank?
That's an issue because it's an old wood burning stove. It's a Scandinavian stove. We heated our house with it in Champaign, Illinois. And so it's not an up-to-date one, and there are some issues with that. But a rocket stove, they'd never know I had because it's not.
Yes, well, I have a suggestion for you. Now, your neighbor can't possibly have a problem with this, the attorney, because I'm sure he's into green. Well, what you do is when they cut the trees and through right-of-ways and things like that for power lines, they don't know what to do with these chips, so you have them dump them in a great big pile. Actually, before they dump them, what you do is you get some PEX, that red or blue or white PEX for plumbing, and it can sustain 180 degree temperatures. So you coil that and you like a slinky, and you put that inside the wood chip pile. So you want like maybe an 8 or 10 foot wood chip pile, and the as the wood chips decompose, they create heat. Mm-hmm. Enough heat to heat that fish tank for probably 3 years. So I think your neighbor would actually appreciate what you're doing for nature by having this 8 or 10 or 12 or 15 foot pile in your backyard.
I think so, too. That's an excellent solution.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
I think I need to put it on the side of my house.
Yeah. I
need to put it on the side of my house.
Do you have a side that he could appreciate the view?
Well, absolutely I do.
There you go. There you go. Okay, because it can't possibly be a violation of anything, because this is helping nature, and there can't be any violations that would relate to not helping nature. So just a thought. And by the way, it does work. In class, you can heat your house this way. You know, you can supply supplemental heat by just taking a great big pile of these wood chips. And then when you're all done with them, what you do is you put them in your garden as compost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your neighbor will get to appreciate it for generations.
I really do.
So we have this tank, and we've got the fish in there. But are there any challenges that are tough to overcome that we can solve right now with growing fish and plants?
Well, I guess the biggest challenge is deciding what to grow. And there are a lot of misconceptions about, well, we use the floating bed system, where you have little holes in a piece of styrofoam, which is it's coffee cup material. It's steam-expanded polystyrene. Mm-hmm. And there are holes in there, and we, part of our system, we use grow pucks, which are a coconut core pressed into a little puck, and you mm-hmm. put it in each one of the holes, and they expand, and it gives you a little grow media, like a little sock, mm-hmm. and it's got cotton on the outside, holds it all together, and you mm-hmm. put your seed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Another kind of system is a media system, which is basically a fill. Instead of having water fill your system, you fill it with gravel. There are several mm-hmm. different kinds, but I don't like that because it's harder to keep it clean. Mm-hmm. It's not quite as simple. So you can just about grow any lettuce or any green type plant, lettuce type plant, the leafy greens, anything, herbs, spices, any of those plants will grow in an aquaponic system. Except I do know from a very good source that marijuana, unfortunately, does not grow in aquaponics.
Mm-hmm.
That was proven in one of the states of our union, and the people are now out of jail. They finished their terms, but they got caught trying to grow marijuana in an aquaponics system. But that doesn't grow. But most things will grow, even things like root beets. I had a picture of a beet. Onions grow. You know, radishes grow. So a lot of even root crops will grow. Potatoes will not grow. I haven't figured that one out yet. But the hardest decision is deciding what you want to grow.
Can you literally feed a family on the fish? I mean, can you grow enough fish so that you could have for those practicing Catholics, fish on Friday, let's say you have a family of four? Could you raise enough fish to have a meal of fish every Friday, or is that a stretch?
Well, it depends on how big a system you have. I'm going to have a 32-foot-long system in my backyard
mm-hmm.
When I get finished with everything. And that that's about 40 pounds of fish that are going to be in the tank. And you figure even in a system like that, you have to go with a higher population of fish, really, in order to get, two slabs a week in order to have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then you're all, if you're focusing on fish, then you're going to have to go with the population of people that are going to use a whole lot of fish in their tank, and then you get it back into the solids problem, how to deal with that. So that causes the need for a filter. So I'm not in it for the fish. The fish are a nice byproduct in my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, what we're really doing is we're raising plants.
Yes, well, we're raising high-value, nutritious, heavily laden nutritious plants like broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
The people I talked to over the weekend, you know, several asked, well, you know, do tomatoes grow well? Yes, they do. But I see this as high-value property, and I want to get the most nutrition out of every square foot that I can. And I'm actually looking at a grow system so that I can grow microgreens, which is the next step after sprouting. You let them grow to 4 to 6 inches, and they have more nutrition per pound than most of the grown plants do. Like broccoli, you have 10 times more nutrition in a 4 or 5 inch sprout of broccoli than you do per pound in the full grown plant. And if I can grow them twice as fast in aquaponics, why wouldn't I want to optimize my nutritional value by doing that?
That makes sense to me. So, class, what we've learned is that aquaponics is really not the panacea that maybe some thought in the traditional way. But if you grow high value plants, you'll have superior nutrition in a smaller package, and you'll have high quality fish as a positive benefit, a byproduct.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
How many of you think... I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA+. USAPreparesTeam.com.
And thank you for being in class today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. 45. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645. 7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Bruce Johns is with us, and we're talking about aquaponics. He's a scientist. And Dr. Johns, aquaponics is for whom? Who would you suggest pursue aquaponics for? A source of food for the survivalist, for the preparedness-minded person. Who is that type of a person? Is it a homeowner? Anybody. Is it a city dweller? Is it a farmer? Or whom? Or all of the above?
Well, it doesn't replace regular farming, so anybody who says that this is going to replace dirt farming isn't right, because there are things you can't grow. But it is convenient. It can be in your own backyard, and it's very easy to deal with. It's a lot less work than working with dirt, because mm-hmm. you don't have the weeding, you know, you don't have all the classic tilling problems and stuff like that. And so really anybody, the system that we sell, we were hoping that the market would be, you know, families who want to get to the point where they have a salad a day. In fact, that's a program we're working with local schools in right now in southern Tennessee, setting up salad a day programs for kids. They set up an aquaponic system, and they grow their own greens, and they see where they come from, say, hey, you know, and during the day they can try them out, you know, and munch on a green and see that it's really good stuff. So part of the company idea was to set up getting especially to eat greens. And you know, that's a challenge, get them to eat salads. But anybody who wants to grow their own greens, see, greens are a very important part of your diet. It doesn't replace meat. It doesn't replace fruits. You need really multiple sources in order to deal with your total nutrition profile. But you can get a lot of good stuff out of just growing greens. So that's kind of where we're aiming at.
Bruce, what I'm hearing is, as I look at this from the preparedness mindset and the survivalist mindset, where are we going to get our vitamins from in the future? Well, we're going to have good soil. We're going to have compost. And this is yet another way to replace vitamins for some of our supplemental needs. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vitamins, minerals, it's mm-hmm. easy. Whether you make your own system or buy a system, it's easy to do.
Okay, and if you want to get some, what I'll do is I'll post a link to your website right after this broadcast. It's called 3, the number 3, and the rest is words. All one word, 3stepsforfood.com. 3stepsforfood.com. The number 3stepsforfood.com. And I'll have a link on the website, usapreparedness.com. In class, I will start posting all of the articles that you're used to seeing, those types of articles, starting today. I've been otherwise occupied at the Get Prepared Expo, and, you know...
I bet.
Well, and so
before we
you want to have
I want to thank you for the chance to be there. That was really...
Oh, you are...
I learned a lot.
You're certainly welcome. Did you find questions from our guests and other instructors deeply thought provoking? Are they asking the right questions?
Well, the one part I didn't like about the whole conference was that I was stuck in a booth and only my wife could go out and get educated. I resented that, actually. I say that jokingly. I had interesting conversations with people waiting in lines, you know, and several guys stopped by and we talked, you know, when they were free. And mm-hmm. so I met some very nice people, very interesting people, and awesome what people know and are willing to talk about openly. It's really necessary and really good. I just... Like I said, the only thing I regret about the weekend is that I had to be in the booth.
Well, we can fix that next time. You and your wife can trade places. Dr. Bruce Johns, thanks so much for being with us. And it's 3stepsforfood.com. Link will be on the website on page 1. Dr. Johns, thank you so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.